Earlier, I spoke to David, one of the residents of Marsh Farm, and asked him what changes he'd seen over the last 10 years.
The only legacy they got is that blooming place over there, which is illuminated night and day. I call it the old Coulter's building, but it's a new one. That's the legacy they got. But the flats in Purley Close all boarded up when there's homeless people. I think that's totally wrong.
Have you seen any improvement over the last 10 years?
Only that new building over there. The new building, that's all.
And what do you think the money should have been spent on?
Well, it's spent on facelifting the place a little bit and cleaning it up a little bit. It used to be better than it is now, but this year there's weeds and stuff growing everywhere where there never were before. They were all gone, and litter and that sort of thing.
And what do you think of the land that's been bought from the council? The money's not been used to regenerate.
No, that's very true. Behind the church, behind Holy Cross Church, they bought a bit of the garden from the vicarage, the council did, and the old children's home behind that, and that's just a wilderness. Nothing's been done with it at all. Crazy.
Do you think there's any hope for this area to be regenerated?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think there is, but why don't they do it? And they'll say all these flats there, there must be 50 of them, all boarded up. And there's homeless people in the town. Why board them up? And it's crazy.
I also spoke to Dave Cree. Now, he was part of the Marsh Farm Community Development Trust. I asked him what he thinks of Marsh Farm.
I think Marsh Farm is a far better place after the regeneration, after the NDC programme. There's still a lot to be done. It's only, you know, NDC was only ever the start of it. There's still a lot to be done, and, you know, if the residents stay together like they did, then we'll get it done.
As part of the trust, where have you seen the money being spent so far?
It's been spent on a lot of places. It's been spent on education, it's been spent on policing, it's been spent on the environment, on street lighting, on housing. There's lots of places that it's been spent on to improve the quality of life for people on Marsh Farm and give the youth and everyone else a better opportunities on Marsh Farm.
Some of the people that I've been speaking to this morning already have mentioned about the rubbish that they see around, about the flats that are just behind the Purley Centre here, the fact that they're boarded up and nothing seems to be being done with them so far.
Well, maybe one of our biggest problems through the years has been communication with people, but I mean, the reason the flats behind have been boarded up is because they're in the process of being demolished, and there was a notice went out from the council to say this was happening before the end of the financial year. The council agreed that this was going to continue, the regeneration of the central area of Marsh Farm, and this is going to be done. All these flats are going to be knocked by the end of this financial year. At the moment, there's some owner-occupiers inside in it, and there's a process to be going through, and the council are going through that process at the moment. As regards rubbish, I don't know, you know, people have to take responsibility themselves for who's dumping the rubbish. I know it isn't fair that everyone has to suffer when there's rubbish or it makes the place look untidy after all the good work that's done. But, you know, it's a matter of us working with our partners and making sure that any areas that there is rubbish or anything like that, that they come along and they take their responsibilities and clean it up and get it moved on. But we as residents take responsibility for pointing it out in the first place if they don't see it.
What's next for the future of Marsh Farm?
Well, there's lots of things in for the future of Marsh Farm. There's a residents forum going at the moment, and they're looking for members and they're looking for people to bring their concerns to them. They can do that through Futures House. Any concerns that residents have, they can be raised through Futures House, and there's a residents forum, as I said, set up in there that will address the residents' concerns. But there'll be more of that come out in the press in the next few weeks, because they're looking to do press releases and stuff like that about what they're about. There's lots in store for Marsh Farm, but, you know, all the money in the world, no matter what area you ploughed into, it'll never change it unless the people want to change themselves. And Marsh Farm, there's been a lot of good things happen in Marsh Farm, and long may it continue.
That was Dave Crean. He was part of the Marsh Farm Community Development Trust, and he was talking about community there, and I've certainly been feeling it here during my time at the Purley Centre. I've been offered two cups of tea and a bacon roll, and I'll be here.
I bet you've taken up those offers as well.
Not the cups of tea. I have had a really tasty bacon roll though from the bakery. But if you want to come and let me know your views on the redevelopment of Marsh Farm, I will be here until the end of the programme.